This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Chris Sims doesn't think that the Traverse City art scene is bad. It's just that it can get a bit insulated.
When you stick to just local only, you start to just sort of pull from each other, and that just sort of leads to the same outcome creatively.
Chris Sims is the founder of Project Omni, an art project that highlights art from all around the world. Last Friday, Project Omni's second exhibition opened in the Warehouse Market in Traverse City, and some of the paintings got a few folks a little riled up. But Chris says even a negative reaction with art is better than no reaction at all. Chris Sims spent most of his life in California before moving to Traverse City. When he came here about a year and a half ago, he found the art scene, well, kind of lopsided. There is a lot of landscape and more traditional paintings, but not much contemporary or modern art. Other people he talked to agreed.
I just wanted to do less talking about what it needed and just kind of go for something. And I followed my gut.
His gut reaction was to bring more variety from artists around the world. Not because he thinks it's better art, but because it's what he loves.
Coming from California and just being around a bunch of different people all the time, you know, I think that this is just something I wanted to bring for my enjoyment, and I wanted to share it.
And that's what he's done. Chris shows art from all over the world, places like Texas, Germany, Australia, and Brazil.
Some of this work is from Rachel Schrum out of New Mexico, and she's actually just starting out as an artist. So, like I said, I kind of wanted to have a little bit of everything.
These paintings are brightly colored, yellow, blue, bubblegum pink, but not all of the paintings he chooses are so poppy. When Project Omni's initial exhibition went up in July, Chris had a viewer confront him and voice her displeasure over a work. And she got pretty emotional.
That's the whole point of all this for me, you know? So the fact is it is new and it is something that you're not used to seeing, and it is a little more aggressive or edgy or dark or whatever. But I want that reaction, and I want you to talk about it, and I want to know why, you know? It's a learning process for you and me.
Chris Sims is a believer that any feedback, whether positive or negative, is a good thing. It means people are reacting to and engaging with the art. They're not ignoring it. His second exhibition at Warehouse Market went up last Friday. He included a large oil painting by Brazilian artist Rafael Hayashi.
I think this is probably my favorite piece, or this is my favorite part of the collection, because you're not going to see anything, you know, like this up here.
It's huge, about 5 feet by 5 feet, and it depicts two men struggling with each other. You could get the impression that they're trying to strangle each other. And it doesn't have traditional brush strokes either, but instead the artist used his hands to get these large, swirly strokes of dark paint. But here's the thing, you can't see this painting at the Warehouse Market today. That's because after the opening reception, the owners of Warehouse Market asked him to take it down. They said they received some negative feedback from customers on the first day the painting was up. Though disappointed, Chris Sims can see the owner's point. He says there does have to be a balance between the people who specifically come to look at the art and those folks who come for other reasons. But regardless, people are noticing.
I'm not trying to convince anyone that this is the right way to experience art. This is just how I communicate, you know, not being from Traverse City. I think that I have something to offer in this community as well, a different viewpoint, and I think that's valuable.
The second exhibition will be up through May at the Warehouse Market in Traverse City, and right now Chris is looking for a new place in town to display the paintings of Rafael Hayashi that were too edgy for the Warehouse Market. They're not too edgy for our website, though. You can see them at interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. May Early Wine is out with a new EP for the holidays. It's called The Little Things, and the first song of the album starts out with O Come All Ye Faithful, but then takes a sudden twist. Instead of a Christmas carol, it turns into a dance tune. Renee had been chatting with different people who have a hard time with the holidays. Those who don't feel a connection with their family, those who might have lost a loved one, and those who just aren't quite in the jovial mood that everybody else seems to be in. So in September, on a bit of a whim, she decided to make an album.
I was kind of thinking about all those things, and I thought, man, it would be really nice to make a little bit of room for that sentiment. And so I sat down and tried to write the songs, and that's sort of where the idea came from.
What makes me happy is a little thing. All you know is the little things. Oh, oh, it's the little things. All you know is the little things.
This is the first album that May doesn't play an instrument on. She only sings. She wanted to steer away from the folk sound for this one.
We're going like pure groove, let's make this danceable. If we're not moving our bodies, then we have to change it, you know. So it was just a very different goal, and so it was really fun.
It's getting late, it's about that time we all turn in and say good night.
May Earlywine is having a dance party to celebrate the release of her new EP this Friday night at Short's Brewery in Bel Air. You can also purchase her EP at her website, mayearlywine.com. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette helped edit the show. I'm Dan Wanshura. Have a great weekend.
Shake that earthly fear. I think this means enough. Don't you dare. You know that we'll all be a little older.